Welcome, everyone, to The Good Stuff here early in 2025. Hope your new year has started off fantastic and continues that way. If you have something to share on The Good Stuff, we invite you to send it to kimhburge@gmail.com, and we'll take a look at that. Maybe one day it pops up right here on your local radio station. Tri-State Livestock News is your trusted source for all things agriculture. Every detail of our publication, released every Saturday, is tailored to the cattleman. From connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the industry, Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. Check it out for maybe a gift in this new year. Go to tsln.com to find out more information. And Kim, what do you have on this new day?
Well, I have a few little jokes, and I have a piece by Robert Dennis called New Year.
A new year, okay.
Yes, so New Year 2024 is in the books. We can look back now as its dips and crooks. Like a winding road we've traveled on, we will see real clear just where we've gone. We can look ahead at where we're going, maybe help ourselves to keep on growing. Learn from past mistakes we made, maybe this year we'll make a better trade. Take all this time that we've been given and swap it for some better living, because we each only get so many days, maybe it's time some change their ways. I've taken a vow to do my best to do a better job upon this quest, to live life better each and every day, treat folks with kindness along the way. Learn from the mistakes I made last year, so let's raise us a cup and have a cheer. May the cold wind always be at your back, your horse always traveling on the right track. May your calves get fat and sell real high. May the rains come right and you never be dry. May your loop always fit and good luck at your side. May your horse never buck more than you can ride. Again, Robert Dennis, 2011.
I have something that was sent in to Jim a while back from Kim Hill Burge out of Valentine, Nebraska.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's interesting.
I just ran across this. I thought it would be interesting. You sent this in to Jim.
Yeah.
Jim gave it to us. A father said to his daughter, "You've graduated with honors. Here's a car that I bought many years ago. It's pretty old now, but before I give it to you, take it to the used car lot downtown and tell them that I want to sell it and see how much they offer you for it." The daughter went to the used car lot, returned to her father, and said, "They offered me $1,000 because they said it looks pretty worn out." The father said, "Now take it to the pawn shop." The daughter went to the pawn shop, returned to her father, and said, "The pawn shop offered only $100 because it's an old car." The father asked his daughter to go to the car club now and show them the car. The daughter then took the car to the club, returned, and told her father. Some people in the club offered $100,000 for it because it's a Nissan Skyline R34. It's an iconic car and sought by many collectors. Now, the father said to his daughter, "The right place values the right way. If you are not valued, do not be angry. It means that you are in the wrong place. Those who know your value are those who appreciate you. Never stay in a place where no one sees your value. Never." And that was sent in by you,
me,
Kim Hill Burge, to Jim a few years ago.
Yeah.
Good advice.
Interesting. Very good. Okay. Well, it was sage advice, wasn't it?
Good advice.
Yeah,
great advice.
Obviously, I got it from somewhere. I didn't write it, but yes, indeed. Oh, my New Year's resolution was to drop my bad habits, but nobody likes a quitter.
That's true. Nobody does.
What was the Amityville priest resolution?
I'm not sure.
I don't know if I can say, I can't say this word right, I don't think. To exercise?
He's an exorcist.
Yeah.
So he exercises the demons.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
To do that more. Anyway, what does a field grow on January 1?
A new year.
Keep going. New Year's
resolution.
Hay.
New Year's hay.
New Year's hay.
Not in January. It doesn't grow in January.
No, it's
here.
A joke.
Okay.
What was Dr. Frankenstein's New Year's resolution?
To make a better monster.
Close. To make new friends. I thought that was cute. What does a ghost say on December 31?
Boo-hoo.
Kind of. Happy boo year.
Happy boo year.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What New Year's resolution should a basketball player never make?
I give up.
To travel more.
Yes, that's right.
I love when they drop the ball in Times Square. It's a nice reminder of what I did all year.
I dropped the ball all year long.
Let's wrap it up with this one. A woman took an afternoon nap on New Year's Eve. When she woke up, she told her husband, "I just dreamed that you gave me a diamond ring for a New Year's present." "What do you think it all means?" he replied. "Aha, you'll know tonight." At midnight, her husband handed her a small, gift-wrapped present. Excited, she opened it quickly, but was even more surprised. In it was a book titled, The Meaning of Dreams.
Aha. And that's the good stuff.